Hey, bestie, happy birthday. Oh, thank you so much for saying I'm beautiful. No, it's my bestie's birthday, so I wanted to get dressed up. Okay. You are gonna make this birthday surprise so easy. No, that's a really good thing. Come on, let's sit down, let's talk. So do you remember when I was about 10 and you asked me what I wanted for my birthday and I told you that I wanted to sit around in front of the TV watching The Wizard of Oz and eating macaroni and cheese? Yes, and what did you do? You asked your mom to go and rent that movie and get the biggest box of macaroni and cheese you could find. And you sat down and watched that movie with me when nobody else would. While we ate that macaroni and cheese. Such a sweet boy. And then when I was 12 and you asked me what I wanted and I told you that no boy had ever held my hand. And the whole entire day, the whole entire party, the whole entire time we were walking around, you held my hand all day. Yeah, I remember that. And then, when I was 14, and you asked me what I wanted, and I told you that no boy had ever kissed me before, and in front of my parents and your parents, and in front of the whole entire party, you kissed me on my cheek, and it was my first kiss from a boy. Yeah, I remember. And then, for my 15th birthday, I told you no boy had ever kissed me on my lips before. And you took me downstairs. You turned on the lights. You caressed my face. And you leaned forward and kissed me on the lips. You were my first kiss on the lips, too. You were always so sweet and so good to me. And then my 16th and my 17th birthday, spending all night watching the stars, going to that one of those all-night rave parties that we had no business going to. And then when I turned 18, I told you I was still a virgin. And you got really shy and really nervous, and you told me that you were still a virgin, and that it was okay. And then a couple months later, I called you crying, because that douche that I lost my virginity to was not a very nice person after all. And you came over, and you held me all night long, making me feel safe after that horrendous sex episode or whatever we called it that day. And then the next day you beat the living crap out of that kid. He didn't even know what was coming for him. And you looked at him and said that a beautiful woman, a lady deserves better than what he did to me. And that you hoped he remembered that for the next poor soul that he got to get in his bed with him. You're such a good man, and you're such a good friend, and you've been an amazing protector. So, I want to do something for you. I don't want your first sexual encounter with a woman to be horrible like mine was with a man. And I also want you to kind of know what you want when you get in bed with a woman. That's why I'm wearing this outfit for you. And that's why I'm here before everybody else. That's why it's just you and me. Because I want you to feel safe. And I want to make you come. Don't laugh at me. You said I was beautiful, and I know you meant it. So let me make you feel special like you've made me feel special for all of these years. I know it's going to be a little awkward, but at least you'll be comfortable with me, and don't worry about it. we're not going to go with what your mind says you like. We're going to go with what your cock says you like. You'll see what I mean. I want you to lay back on the couch and take your pants off for me. Please. I promise to keep you comfortable, to make you feel safe. And I want you to feel sexy because you are. You are so incredibly sexy. And you're handsome. And you're very sweet. And as your best friend, who happens to be a girl, I think it's my job to make sure that you have the very best of the very best. And who's better than me? Yes, I do have a big head. And that's your fault. All these years, you protecting me and telling me how beautiful I am and that any guy would be lucky to have any part of me. So I want you to be lucky. Yes, trust me. Lay back and take your pants off. There we go. That's it. Slide them down. Oh, wow. No, you are magnificent. I mean, I just... your cock is beautiful. I guess I wasn't expecting it. Don't worry. I know I'm your best friend, and I know there's no romantic entanglement. I know all of this. But wow, your cock is amazing. Sorry. So, because you're a virgin, there's things that you don't know that I do know, because I'm not. No, I'm not saying I'm the most experienced girl in the world, but I have been with guys, you know, so I know some things and I've learned some things. And I've also been with guys that have been confused and not known. And I don't want you to be stuck in that position. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to touch you. I'm going to touch your penis, and we're going to try out some things, and we're going to figure out which ones you like. And that way, you know. So when you're with a girl, you can ask her to do this or ask her to do that. And, you know, when you're exploring your body, you already know what you like. So why not take that with you in the experience when you lose your virginity, right? Oh, don't be silly. It's going to be just fine, I promise. You're so sweet and so kind, and you're such a good person that I've really, really thought about this for a long time, and I want to do this for you. I mean, don't worry, it's not like I'm expecting you to have sex with me, but I really, really want to make you come. And I want you to feel how good it feels to come with another person, and I want that other person to be me. Okay. So first, let's figure out what kind of voices you like. It sounds silly, but when you're in a sexual situation, girls' voices change and guys' voices change. Sometimes they're more dominant, sometimes they're more submissive. Sometimes they're sweeter, sometimes they're rougher. So why don't we find out what kind of voices you like and the things you like to hear? So do you like it better when I talk to you with my regular voice? Your penis is so beautiful. Okay, that was a little awkward. I'm sorry. So my normal voice, we'll just say that that's out. Do you like a sweeter voice? More softer? Let's call it more sultry? Your penis is so beautiful. See, This is what I meant by your penis will tell us what you like. Your dick is twitching to that voice. So you like a sweeter, softer, more sultry voice. Got it. Now let's see if you like to be called certain things, like, do you like it when I call you baby? No, not so much. How about, daddy? Oh, you like daddy? Look at you. You're very excited on that. How about, yes, sir. Okay, so daddy, you like daddy. You have a daddy fetish. No. I'm not trying to tease you. I think it's cute. It's a natural role for you. I mean, you've been protecting me our whole life, so daddy it is. Now, how about we try me touching you now? Okay? So, don't be nervous. It's okay. Yeah. Do you feel how warm my hand is? Oh. You're getting hard. So why don't we find out how you like it stroked? Okay. Do you like a dry stroke? Oh, well, you're getting hard, but that could probably be because I'm touching you. Let's try, some spit. Oh, see, it slides. Slides a little smoother with a little bit of spit. And you're getting harder. Okay, so how about we try some lotion? Yeah, there we go, just a little bit. Oh, I know, I'm sorry, it's cold. Yeah, give me 1 second. I will, there we go. I'm gonna wipe it all over you. Oh, I think you like that. Okay, I'm gonna give you a minute to get adjusted to being stroked by a girl. I know I'm your best friend, but just lay back and close your eyes for a minute and just enjoy the sensation, enjoy the feeling of having your beautiful thick cock stroked by a woman. That's it. Relax. Do you want to see if you like any dirty talk? Do you like it when I tell you that stroking your cock like this is making my pussy very wet? Oh, you twitched. That must mean you like it. Do you like it when I tell you I want to taste your cock? Oh, I want you to come for me. I want you to come in my mouth. Oh, you really like that. Oh, it's stroking you like this. Stroking your cock. Feeling your warm legs against me. Oh, I feel so good. Oh, having your cock just inches from my mouth. That's so nice. Oh, yeah. Is there anything that you want to try with me? Oh, don't be shy. Look at me. I'm already here on my knees, stroking your cock for you. Is there anything that you want from me for your birthday? You're such a good friend, and you're such a good man. I want to do whatever you need. Oh, yeah. You want to see my tits? No, it's not an odd request. Do you want me to take my shirt off or just pull it down? You want it off. Okay, I'm gonna stop stroking for a moment and take my shirt off for you. Okay? Do you want me to lose the bra too? Do you want me to stroke your cock again? A little bit more lotion? Okay. Oop, sorry. It's cold at first. Okay, I'm spreading it all over. Okay, now you have me topless. Are you just gonna stare at them, or do you wanna touch them? That's it. Your hands are nice and warm. Oh, a little bit sweaty, but I'm guessing that's because you're nervous, and that's okay. It's okay to be nervous. Yeah, I was nervous my first time. Absolutely. But you get less and less nervous. Just like it seems like you're getting less and less nervous about me stroking your dick. Yeah. And you see that little bit of pre-cum gathering at the tip? Do you know what the next thing I want to know if you like is? How about taste you? Can I taste the pre-cum off the tip of your dick while you touch my boobs? Okay, while you touch my tits? Okay, stop touching them and watch. I want you to see what it looks like. Have your cock slide in a woman's mouth. Okay? Here I go. Watch me. Oh, you taste so good, Daddy. Do you like that, Daddy? Yeah, I think you did. Did I like it? Oh, yes, Daddy. I love to have your cock in my mouth. Do you want to know what it feels like to have your cock touch a nipple? The warm, soft skin. Okay, let's try. Do you feel how warm it is? Right at the tip. That's it. Try slapping it a little. I know it sounds funny, but the stimulation is pretty delicious. Yeah. Hey, you're pretty good at this. Okay. Now, we've done a lot of things, and you've taken a lot of things in that you like. So now, my real present to you, best friend, on your birthday, is I want to make you come. Do you think you can do that? Will you please? Please come for me. And I'm gonna beg a little. Because I've learned that I like to beg. Oh, yeah. I'm gonna keep stroking while that vein, oh, yeah, gets more and more blood flowing. And your cock gets stiffer and stiffer. Now tell me, where do you want to come? What are your options? Well, you can come while I stroke you. You can come in my mouth. Maybe you'd like to come on my tits. Or we can try a little bit of all three. Yeah, I think so too. So I'm gonna stroke you, and I'm gonna call you Daddy. And I'm gonna dirty talk for you. And when you start to come, I want you to point your cock at my tits. And I'm gonna keep stroking you and let you come in my tits a little bit. And then I'm gonna slide the tip of your dick into my mouth. And I'm gonna keep pumping and pumping. And I want you to coat my tongue in your cum. Okay? I have to tell you, stroking you like this really does make my pussy so wet for you. I'm gonna have to either go home and change my panties and get off thinking about stroking your cock and tasting your cum, or maybe later you can be buried deep inside my wet pussy, and I can be your first fuck as well as your first tug and suck. Oh, I think you like the idea of being buried in your best friend's pussy, don't you? Don't you, Daddy? Yeah, you like that, don't you, Daddy? Oh, there you go, right there. Oh, yeah, right on my tits. Oh, yeah, that's it. That's it. and now in my mouth while I stroke. Watch it come for me. Come for me, Daddy. Come for me, Daddy. Deep throat you. Your cock is beautiful. It's magnificent. It's powerfully strong. And I am soaking wet, both down my throat and in my panties. Just, I want every drop. You are delicious, and I don't want to waste any of it. Just let me stroke the tip here. That's it. And go ahead and slap your cock on my tongue. Yes. Women kiss cocks. It's all a part of the worship. You don't like it? Oh, you do like it. So, I know it took a minute to get used to, but did you enjoy your birthday present? Yeah, I guess you would be probably the luckiest guy to have a best friend like me, but I've been so lucky to have you in my life. I just wanted to share something with you that no one else would. Was I a good girl, Daddy? Thank you, Daddy.